All right, so this episode has been an episode that's been a long time coming, as some would say. Like, I should have done this a long time ago. Because this topic that we're talking about today, living in alignment with your greatest values, is something that's so important. Because I've seen so many of us find ourselves in positions where we feel really unfulfilled and we're like, oh, I don't know why I feel this way. Or you start to blame and say it's because of the people that you're around and that's why you feel that way. And in reality, the reason you may feel upset or down, stuff like that, those kinds of feelings that I would associate with the catabolic energy that we talk about on this show, drained, exhausted, mad at people, yada, yada, that kind of stuff, is because some major values of yours are being challenged. And I believe when you get clarity around what your values are, you are more likely to put yourselves in situations that really honor your values. You're more likely to live in alignment with your values. And I remember this values work really changed my life. And I find that so many of the clients that I work with, when I share this value stuff or I validate for why they're feeling the way that they're feeling, they're like, whoa, you're right. I am living it out of alignment with my greatest values. Now that I know what they are, how can we then, Ange, create an environment that really aligns with my values and who I want to be in this world, right? So those are the next great questions to be asking once we get that clarity. So let me elaborate a little more about why we should care about values. Well, first off, let me say that if you're feeling unfulfilled in any area, I say it's usually because one or two things or both are happening in your life. And that's one, you're not living in alignment with your greatest strengths, the strengths that I believe God has given you, those gifts, those things that you are good at because you are gifted in some way. You're either not living in alignment with those or you're not living in alignment with your greatest values, the things that matter most to you. And the things that matter most to you don't always matter most to other people. And that's why we really got to think about what these things are so we can be our own best advocate to live our best life. You know what I mean? Okay, so let me tell you a little story about, let's talk about triggers. Okay, so any area that you find yourself getting triggered about over and over, like an incident situation in a certain environment, you find yourself just triggered in that environment, mad, or you either get drained in that environment, that's usually an indication that one of your greatest values is being challenged. That's an indication that you're living out of alignment with one of your greatest values. Or maybe someone else is challenging one of your greatest values, and that's why you're getting upset. Okay? So I'm going to give you an example. Recently, I was working from home and I got a phone call from someone and it triggered me galore. I felt like I started off like in an anabolic state my day. I was like vibing high, feeling good. I got this call and I'm like, I'm so pissed. So I get off the phone and I'm like, why am I so mad about this? Because basically the person had told me that I had shown so too much of my cards. Like I need to not be a person who tells everybody my whole life story during a business deal. Like I need to be more guarded. I need to, like, he was basically giving me that kind of advice, right? And telling me how I need to communicate, that I shouldn't be as friendly with people, like whatever. So it really bothered me because I realized that one of my biggest values was challenged when he told me that, because I really value being authentic. And I also felt like the reason he was giving me this advice was because he was coming from this scarcity mindset of, you may do something to mess this up. If you show too many of your cards, you may lose the game. Kind of like the way he was coming from that catabolic state. And I think I felt that energy and it really triggered me. One, because my values were challenged. And two, because that energetic state didn't feel right to my energy at the time. There was a big contrast there. And then it kind of shifted me into a lower state myself and triggered me to get upset because of one of my biggest values, authenticity. So when I was sitting there and I was getting mad about this and I was like, why are you getting so mad about this? Why are you letting this bring you down? You're feeling so good today. You did your morning routine and everything. You had your coffee, all the things, right? And that's because that greatest value was challenged. So when I got to sit back and I thought about that, it just made me feel so much better because I was like, no, this is a value that's important to me and I'm going to live in alignment with this value regardless of what anyone else has to say. So just knowing that changed, it really kind of shifted my energy because I was like, nope, I'm here to live in alignment with that. And then I spoke my truth about that to the person and all is well. And we've moved on since then, right? Well, maybe not because I'm still talking about it, right? But that was the best example that I could give you guys where I thought recently where I was triggered by something and it was related to a value. Now, I see this a lot with environments that people work in where they just feel like maybe this isn't the best environment for them or they start talking about all the other people they work with and how they kind of suck or maybe they bring in the negative energy and all this stuff, right? But really, deeper than that, it's because these other people may not have the same values as them, may not align with their values, and may challenge their values on a consistent basis, which means that person feels like out of alignment. And you get all those feelings of feeling down, feeling unfulfilled, because you're constantly out of alignment in the environment that you're in. I'll give you another example where this makes sense. I remember I used to get so frustrated when I worked in this environment where it was really about checking a box, like just getting the stuff done. It was not about doing quality work. And I was so frustrated in that environment. And I was like, oh, why do I hate this so much? And then I realized it was because I really valued doing quality work on a scale of 1 to 10, 10, really important to Ange, right? To other people, maybe a 2, like that I worked with on a regular basis. So you can see again how that value would be challenged over and over. So what I would say is you're not going to be in an environment where you don't want to do this. Try to change everybody around you. Like that's going to take so much of your energy. So it'd be better for you to be more aware of what your top values are and then try to find the best environment that aligns with your values. Now, this isn't going to be perfect 100% of the time, right? Because we're dealing with human beings, but generally speaking, and when you can get yourself in some of those environments that align with your greatest values, man, work becomes so much fun. Life becomes so much fun because you're living in alignment. And that has happened to me recently where, you know, I've been doing a lot of values work over the past decade with myself, with other people, and it's still a work in progress for me to kind of shape my environment, speak my truth, do the things that align with my greatest values. But now I get to work with Happen to Your Career, which I absolutely love coaching for and being a part of the team because they align so much with my values. Like we all really value personal growth and development. We all really value doing quality work that really makes a difference in the world and helps people live their best life. So, and there's so many other values, guys, that align, the flexibility, the variety, right? And this is the stuff that I want for my clients to be thinking about. What are your greatest values and how can we put you in an environment where you get to live in alignment with those every single day? How can we arrange your life schedule so that you are honoring what is most important to you? And it doesn't mean that it's always going to feel like lollipops and rainbows when you're trying to do this work to live in alignment. Like keeping it real with you guys, I need to leave in about 15 minutes to go meet Ian on the trail again and drive 5 hours or whatever it is, right? And I'm trying to get all these things done because so sometimes they have multiple values that kind of conflict and I'm figuring it out, right? Where the value of consistently producing content, like being consistent, that's important to me. Right? And then I have the value of spending quality time with my family. So now I'm just like thinking, I think about those values with every decision that I make. So I'm like, okay, Andrew, you're going to split this up. We're going to get this. We're going to honor the value of consistency right here, right now for this time. And then you're going to shift and you're going to honor this other value that's really important to you. It just helps with my decision making. It also helps with you asking the right questions to people when an opportunity comes your way to see if it's a good fit for you, to see if it's in alignment with your greatest values. So what I have people do is find words to describe their values. This is as simple as you Googling values and seeing what words pop up. Pick your top five words. You decide what the definitions of those are. And then you ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being how important this is for me, 10. Like if you tell me health is a huge value of yours and a scale of 1 to 10, 10, super important to me. And if you think about it, it should really be important to everybody. I know I'm placing like my life values on you. But when you think about it, like really, because that's the foundation of everything we do. So if you say like 10, it's very important to me, then I want to know in your life, how much are you honoring that value on a scale of 1 to 10? 1 means you're not and 10 means you are. And whatever your answer is, do you like that answer? And if you don't like that answer because you feel like it's too low and it's you not living in alignment, because when you living in alignment is when those numbers are closer of how important it is to you and you actually honoring it in your life. That's you living in alignment. So that may be an area that you may want to place some goals around, that you may want to work on, right? So that you can intentionally design your life. This is stuff I've been thinking a lot about. I'm just taking my life to the next level. And even for me, like health is a huge value of mine. But lately, that's kind of like taking the back burner because I've been so busy. And if I was to look at that, I'd be like, yeah, no wonder I've been feeling off because I'm living out of alignment. I need to up my game as far as honoring that value. That's important to me. It could be like family. That's an area where I see a lot of people say, this is really important to me. It's a huge value of mine. But yet they'll constantly do things that are not in alignment with that value. I'm talking like being on your phone scrolling when your children are around or your significant other is there. And then you're like, yeah, you say you really value them, but it's like you're not even giving them your attention, right? Your time and attention, which is like the most precious gifts you can give to people. So sometimes we need someone to like wake us up and be like, wait, let's just check ourselves. Are we living in alignment with our greatest values? Another one of my values that's really important to me is variety. I love to have variety in my day. And if you ask me how important that was to me, I would say like on a scale of 1 to 10, 10. But then recently when I think about this, I'm like, sometimes like I don't go take my little walk, you know, in the middle of the day because I'm trying to like finish something else. And that's not adding my variety into my day like I wanted because it was me sitting for too long. So even just having this conversation and even with you guys, like talking through this stuff together, it's so helpful because then we make small changes. And usually that's what it is, small changes that create big results in our life. So I want you to be thinking about what are those small changes that you need to make to live in alignment more with your values. First, you got to figure out what they are. And if you're confused, I just want you to think about all the things that you get really mad about. Because I bet you there's some values of yours in there. Sometimes it's things like integrity. Like some of my clients may work with someone who is super shady and it just makes them so mad working with that person. It's like, well, of course it would because you value integrity. That's very important to you. That person clearly does not. And if that's something really important to you and you're going to keep having to work with that person every single day, that might not be a good fit for you. If you can't manage your mind around that, or let's say that person is your direct leadership or something like that, right? Then we may need to make another decision or we look at other ways we can really honor those values that are most important to you. And sometimes in our lives, we make the conscious choice that we're going to put this value on the back burner right now because of this time in our life, because something else is happening, right? And that's okay. I'm cool with that. As long as that's an intentional decision that you're making. But a lot of us are not coming from that intentional place because we don't have that awareness around it to make the intentional decision. So this is what I'm asking you. I'm going to repeat this again. I'm asking for you to get clear on what your values are. You can think about those times that you've been mad, attach to a word to what value would have been challenged there. And you can Google values, again, to find them. Another thing that's cool to think about is, let's pretend you were an animal. Like, if you had to be an animal, what animal would you be? Usually, whatever animal you decide you would be, it's kind of tied to your values. I'm going to give you an example. I've seen this play out for a lot of clients. Like, for me, if I had to pick an animal to be, I would probably be a monkey. And the reason why is because I love community. Like, monkeys, like, love to, like, be around each other and, like, you know, like, eat fleas off each other or whatever, pick at each other and play and laugh. That's what I think they're doing in my mind. Like, just being together, swinging from the trees. Like, they look like they have a lot of fun. I also value fun. I also value, like, this concept of they can travel to different areas, but then they have, again, that connection with people or other monkeys. So you can see connection, fun, maybe even variety. That kind of stuff is all part of the values that I love and I have. So sometimes people will say, like, you know, a lion. Okay, then why? Why would you want to be a lion? Like, Ian always says he would like to be a bird. And he says because he would love to, like, he likes, you know, flying, like, in planes and stuff. And then he also, so, like, seeing so much, covering ground, feeling free. Okay, he has a big value on freedom. He loves to explore, adventure. That's another big value of his. So anyways, think about it. Promise me you're going to be thinking about this. And then assess, scale 1 to 10, how important it is to you and how are you honoring it. If the numbers are too far off, check yourself and then start planning in your time for you to honor that more. Okay. Now, the next thing, I think that's really, yeah, that's the main point for now. We could dive so much deeper into this value stuff, but really the point of this episode was I wanted to just shine a light on it, because I've seen so often just people feeling frustrated again, like I said, in their life, and, like, sometimes not even knowing really why, or getting so mad about something and not knowing really why. Or sometimes they're like, oh, this is silly, I'm being stupid, like, you know, and usually it's because that value is challenged. And even in relationships, like with your significant other, your friends, just understanding people's values is really helpful in having a healthy relationship, because you can be like, yep, I know that's really important to that person. And it may change how you show up, where maybe to you, it's not really important. Like, let's say I'm working with someone and organization is really important to them. I feel like I'm pretty organized overall. Some things, not so much, but in some areas I feel like I am. Well, long story short, if somebody else has a huge value around this, they love to have everything organized, I'm going to think about that and consider that. Even if I'm working with a client and I'll see these values pop up, like, you just see them the way people are. You see their strengths, you see their gifts, and you also see their values. So, like, for example, if I have a client folder and we're both working out of it, if they organize that thing, that folder, like I go into it, everything's, like, perfectly organized in it, I'm like, oh, I see you value. I see you, that you really value organization, right? Or maybe it's consistency, or maybe it's improvement that you really value. So anyways, think about this stuff, because the quality of your life, I believe, 100% depends on your ability to live in alignment with your greatest values. And if you do not live in alignment with your greatest values, you will find yourself over and over feeling unfulfilled. So the quicker we can shine a light on what this stuff is for us, the quicker we can be living our best life every day. And that's what I'm about. All right. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please leave us a review. It means so much, and I hope that you have an absolutely awesome week living in alignment with your greatest values. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.